We're going to start Mikdash Melech Im Alucha Kumi Tzihim Etoicha Afeicha Rav Lach Sheves Ve'emek Habacha V'yachmel Alay Chemla. There's a lot to talk about this Nekuda of this part of the Tevilah, which this part of the Tevilah talks about Pashtus Churban Churban HaMikdash. And we're talking about the Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha that's now turned over. Kumi Tzi'i Mitzeich HaFeicha. It should have a kima, and it should go out Mitzeich HaFeicha from the Churban that it has. That's the Poshet Tetaych in these words. But there's a lot more to it, and let's try a little bit to understand, first of all, why on Shabbos Kodesh, when Shabbos Kodesh is a time, when it's a time of Tzimcha, V'yem Samchaschem Elo HaShabbosos, why is it a time to talk about the Kumi Tzi'i Mitzeich HaFeicha? And remember, right when we come into Shabbos, the Inyan of Beit HaMikdash, what is this Kesher to Kabbalah Shabbos? Where does this come into Kabbalah Shabbos? Everything else has to do with Shabbos Pashtus. And here we're talking about the Mikdash suddenly. And why are we talking about this? Let us a little bit say over something that I saw in the Sefer with Kama V'Kama HaGdomis. In Pasuk it says in Yeshaya, Al Chomesayich Yerushalayim Ifkadati Shomrim. If Yerushalayim is Chorev V'Nechrav, what is the touch? Al Chomesayich Yerushalayim Ifkadati Shomrim. What does Yerushalayim need Shomrim for? Even though it's interesting to tell a fact that there was a Yid in Yerushalayim in HaKadosh called Rav Meshel Gelbstein. He lived not in Yerushalayim, he lived in Hebron and then in HaKadosh. And one of the things that he was busy with was that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is Negeya Bezman Hazeh. And he was Mahapach the world with it. And he wrote a tshuva to Rav Nezer. There's a tshuva in Rav Nezer to him. There's a tshuva in Menchus Halodah to him about the Nekuda of Shmiras HaMikdash Bezman Hazeh. About the pashtus, it needs an explanation. What does it mean that the Eibishter says, Al Chomesayich Yerushalayim Hifkadati Shomrim? It says a pasuk in Tehillim, Nafshi LaShem Mishomrim LaBoker Shomrim LaBoker. What does the pasuk mean? The title of that pasuk is that my nefesh is mishtokik to the Eibishter, to become close to the Eibishter, more than those that at night are mishtokik for daytime. Nafshi LaShem Mishomrim LaBoker Shomrim LaBoker. My nefesh to the Eibishter more than those that have an ishtoikikis to morning, I have a greater ishtoikikis to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So somebody brings from Rabbi Yonason David Shlita a beautiful pshat that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you know what means Al Chomesayich Yerushalayim Hifkadati Shomrim? Means from Loshen Va'ovev Shomer Sadovar. On Yerushalayim there are those who have a tzviyot to Yerushalayim, have a cheshik to Yerushalayim, have an ishtoikikis to Yerushalayim. That means hifkadati shomrim. Al chomesayich Yerushalayim hifkadati shomrim. Why taka? Who has the koyach to have a tzviyot to Yerushalayim? Who has that koyach to have a tzviyot to Yerushalayim? We'll say a dover neirad miyot, that somebody who has a kesher to Yerushalayim shal mailo, which was never charev, he has the kesher to the Yerushalayim Shalmata, and he is the one who is able to see what Yerushalayim is. He is the one who can cry in Yerushalayim and have a tshuka to Yerushalayim and to be able to have a tzipui to Yerushalayim. That comes from that asaga. If so, we will understand that the yisoid of Shabbos is tzimoyin and ishtoikikus. The yisoid from Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos v'frat. It's tzimoyin and shtoikikis to kedusha. When it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, a person has a nirdik shtoikikis to kedusha. That's what Shabbos is. That's what Kabbalah Shabbos is. Kabbalah Shabbos is a time when a person goes out from the matzav of the world and he has a koyach to have a nirdik shtoikikis to kedusha. That's what Kabbalah Shabbos is. If we understand that that's what Kabbalah Shabbos is, then a person has an argosha in the Yerushalayim Shalmaila. A person, when it comes to Shabbos, feels the Kedusha of Yerushalayim Shalmaila, and he feels the Shtoikikis for Binyan HaMikdash. It goes together.
The stoikikus that comes with a person to Migdash, to Shabbos, awakens in him, and the stoikikus to Migdash. That's why when we have the Kras Shabbos, Lechuv, and Elcha, it awakens with him, within him a greater chukah, or another chukah, a chukah to Binyan HaMikdash. Shabbos is elikus in Mokah, in Zman. Migdash is elikus in Mokahim. Shabbos, a person wants kirvas elikim. He looks for kirvas of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He looks for closeness of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Migdash is kirvas elikim. Therefore, when a person comes to Shabbos, and he has an ishtoikikis when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, to be mekabel the Shabbos, and to have kirvas elikim, he awakens within him another kirvas elikim. He awakens within him the kirvas elikim to Migdash. If we understand that, we will say over from a sefer Siddur that we already quoted Oilas Tomet from one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim that wrote a Siddur called Oilas Tomet. And I will read you only enough that we can understand. More than that, we don't understand. Migdash Melach Ir Malucha. He said, Migdash Shalamayla Shishayre B'tach B'nai Yisrael Av Beis Gelusam Vishchini Imahem. Migdash Melach Ir Malucha. Where is that Migdash Melach Ir Malucha? It doesn't exist. It does exist. It's the Migdash Shalamayla. Hafla B'fela. So everything fits into place. When we get in our Soga of Migdash Shalamayla, we scream with a Mardik Yishtoikikis Kumi Tzihi Mitarich HaFeicha, that we should be able to see this galus of the Shechina even in Tachtoinim. That is the Nekuda of Migdash Melech Ir Malucha, in the first step of the Pshat, in the easiest way to learn it and the best way to learn it. And we're talking about Beis HaMikdash Shalamayla, which the Migdash Melech Ir Malucha exists, but down here we don't feel it. And Shabbos brings us to that Hishtoikikus, because we have an Asoge Migdash Shalamayla, so we have an Hishtoikikus of Kumi Tzei Mitzaych HaFeicha, that we should be able to see the Beis HaMikdash Shalamayla, and we should be able to see His Galus Kvod Malchusa Yizbarach on this world. It could be, maybe, that we could say another touch. There is Avelus, in Golus Achur Mamigdash. Shabbos, we know there's no Avelus. There's a Tveres Shloima that talks about a Posik in Yeshaya, Capital Lamed Gimel, Posik Zion. The Posik says, Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkoyim. The Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkoyim. In English, bitter are their tears. Bitter are their tears. Bitter is their crying. Mar Yivkoyim. Look, the Heilige Tveres Shloima in second Chelik HaMayadim in a piece on Shabbos Kedish. The Malachim, when it came Chur Mamigdash, saw the Hester. They saw the Kvod Malchus Shamayim that won't be Bezgalus. And Memela, they cried on that Nuridike Hester that will come. Mar Yivkoyun. Mar is Begematria Amalek. Amalek causes that there's no Bezgalus Hashchina. So Mar Yivkoyun, they cry on the Miut Bezgalus Hashchina that will be. That's covering up this Bezgalus Hashchina. So even the Malachi Shalom become mar. Zok the Heilige Tveres Shloime comes Friday night. We say Shalom Aleichem Malachi HaShalom. Those Malachi HaShalom that are Mar Yivkoyun, we tell them Shalom Aleichem. It should change from that matzav of Mar. But come the Heilige Shabbos, there's no more place for Bchia now. Now the Mar has to go away. Now the Yivkoyun has to go away. Shalom Aleichem Malachi HaShalom. We don't understand the hemshech of the Tveres Shloima, because the Tveres Shloima talks Kabbalah Shprach. We will talk on our language exactly. It means to say, because we know that we just said that Shabbos is Kedusha Bizman, what was in Beis HaMikdash, in the Bechina of Mokaim. Aches Shabbosai Tishmeiru Limutei Shabbos Memelechas HaMishkan. Shabbos doesn't need Mishkan. Shabbos, we don't need Mishkan. Shabbos, we have Mishkan without Shabbos. We have Mishkan without the Mishkan. Just by having Shabbos. Therefore, if it's so, the Malachi HaShalom is Shalom Aleichem. No more Mar. It should become Shalom. That is the Aveda of Shabbos. That Shabbos, there is no more. There is no more Bechia. Migdash Melech Ir Melucha. We say Migdash Melech Ir Melucha Kumi Tzi'i Mitoich HaFeicha. We should go out Mitoich HaFeicha Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek HaBocha. Be'emek HaBocha means in the Emek of Pchio and Dover Pele Be'emek HaBocha is Begimatria Mar Rav Lach Sheves Mar. You don't have to anymore have the Mar Yuv Koyen. Now is not the time anymore for Mar Yuv Koyen. Why? Because come Shabbos. And Shabbos, Be'etzem, we don't need to cry anymore. So we understand that there is a Nekuda that we have to realize that we're saying that Shabbos is taking the place of the Mikdash Melech. The way to go through and understand a little bit more is the Eibishter should give us Siyata Deshmaya to learn 4 or 5 pieces of Shem Shmuel, which teach us Taitchen one after another in Mikdash Melech, which each one of them is going to give us more and more an explanation what means Mikdash Melech. In Shem Shmuel, in Tofer Reish Ayin Tes, in Tofer Reish Chayesara, Chayesara Tofer Reish Ayin Tes, there's a shtickle Shem Shmuel which says Dvarim Nifloim Admiyot. I will try to say it over and try to give it over in the best of my ability. Zog the Heilige Shem Shmuel. What means Migdash Melech Ir Melucha? Ki Adam hu Migdash Melech. Tchsev va'asuli Migdash v'shachanti b'seicham. We know what the Alshach says. B'seicham b'seich kol echad ve'echad. Migdash Melech is the person. Ir Melucha, Ir Meloshen is Eirerus. And a person when it comes Shabbos has an Eirerus that he should be a Melech on himself. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Umoishol beruchay meloiched ir. So kumi tziim etoich hafeicha. Go away from that matzav of the weekdays, which you don't have a kvius, which you have a mapecha, every day a different world, every day something else. Go out of that matzav. Neira de kipshat. Migdash melech ir melucha. We're talking about a different migdash. We're not talking about the migdash. There's a migdash that Shabbos built in the level of a person, b'seich libi mishkan evne. Shabbos, we build a Migdash within ourselves. Within ourselves, we build a Migdash Melech. A place for the Melech, for the Malchei Shel Olam should be. Here, we have an Esirus to be Melochim over ourselves, to control ourselves, to be able to, the ability to be a Melech over our Eivarim. Kumi Tzi'i Mitoicha Afeicha. The Heilige Avner Nezer asks a Meridike question. Shabbos, we explained it probably one of the weeks already, that Shabbos, why is Shabbos called Kva? So, because Shabbos is really here for always. Till it comes Matzah Shabbos, Be'etzem Shabbos is Nitzchias. We have to make Abdallah, we make Abdallah. A whole week we don't have no Kvius. The opposite of what we think. A whole week is a Mapecha. One day like this, one day like this. It's a life of Mapecha. Shabbos is kumitzi imetoicha pecha. Go back to a life of kviyas. So Shabbos, you really zoicha to manuchas magoya, you zoicha to kviyas. If so, we will say over a second piece of Shem Shmuel, also in Parshat Chayesara, in Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, which dach tzichmir, is dvorem nifloim ad mi'id, how he teaches the taich in this tvila of Migdash Melech Ir Melucha. What means Migdash Melech Ir Melucha? Zokter, we're talking about the guf of a person. The guf of a person, the guf of a person, a whole week is in control. A whole week, the person's guf is in control. Aber wenn's kommt der heilige Shabbos, the Ur of Shabbos, the Lechtigkeit of Shabbos, it goes into the guf and it changes even the guf of the person. It's mayor even of the guf of the person. A chidish nifla, that he says, and he says it a lot of times. We know a lashon of Yerushalmi in Demai. Am aretz emes Shabbos olof. Who do we mean? That am aretz? No. In every person, the shtikel am aretz. And in that shtikel am aretz that there is in the persons of the Shem Shmuel, emes Shabbos olof. Shabbos, he gets rid of that amaratus in himself, and that's the touch kumi ti'i mitoicha afeicha. That afeicha that a person has in himself because of his guf, Shabbos is able to have an ur that changes his guf, and it's possible to say kumi ti'i mitoicha afeicha. Those are the touch from Heilige Shem Shmuel, in Parashas Chayesara. So we learned from the Shemishmuel, Anoyer the Kezach, Migdash Melech. Who's the Migdash Melech? The person is building a Migdash, Ir Malucha. He's building a Sairus of Malchus over himself. The two ways that we learned the Afeicha, the two pieces in Shemishmuel. We'll go now for a minute and say, Anoyridike Gematria, that the Eibishter was Melerachem on me. Migdash Melech is Begematria Kved Malchusei. You know what Migdash Melech means? A Migdash with a Melech is Nizgala. That's the Kved of Malchus Shamayim, that's Nizgala. We learned in Derech Hashem the last 2 weeks that when there is the Midah of Emes, there's this galus of Kvod Malchus Shamayim. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba, is on his galus from Kvod Malchus Yisbarach on the world. Shabbos Kvod Malchus is more in his gala than the whole week. And that's the touch Migdash Melech. Migdash Melech Ir Melucha together is Begematria 915. What does it mean that Begematria 915? We just learned in Shemishmuel that the guf all week doesn't let us see the malchus and doesn't let us be in control of ourselves. A person has three arlois in his guf. It says in Tzemach Tzadik, in Abba Shalom, and other svarim, a person has three arlois. What are the three arlois? One arla is bris milah, one arla is arla sapeh, and the other arla is arla halev. Those are the three arlois that a person has. 3 times Arla is 915. A person, Shabbos, as a Yecheilis, those oitim and kisui that he has in himself, that oitim and kisui that doesn't let his guf be under the control of his neshama, Shabbos is Migdash Melech Ir Melucha. The guf becomes a Migdash, the guf becomes an Isiris from Malchus Shamayim, and we have the ability to go out of that Mapecha that the guf has because of the things that don't let it be the way it should be. If we learned that, there is always more to add, a different piece of Shemishmuel that's only a nice sofa on what we just said before we go to greater chedushim in Shemishmuel. In Parashas Emor, Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, he talks also about the Nekuda of the guf, and the Nekuda that the guf does not let a person do what he has to do. He talks here about Tumas Mess. He talks about a lot of Meiridik and Nekudas about the guf. But then he says, Edover Nifla. He also touches here that the Kumi Tzi'im Etercha Afeicha means this. But I want to just touch just one Nekuda more that we don't have till now, and realize what it means. Hainu sheguf ayish ayisraeli hu migdash melech ir melucha b'chol yimei achoylu b'toich hamapecha mishapach mitoiv l'ra u'mera l'toiv. A whole week you're nov and not. You go up and down, toiv and ra, ra and toiv. You have a mapecha, you're never in the same matzev. You'll go up and down from toira toiv. Now we hear the Murdik Diburim, I never saw this. Half of a fellow Omet Shein Aleph in Shemishmuel. Al Kain Isa Bisvarim. A person who's nifter on Shabbos Kodesh, it's not a day Malach HaMoves and Koiches Atoma Kamei Bachay. Because Shabbos Kodesh, there's no Mapecha, it's Kumitim Itoich HaPecha, there's no Rad Shabbos. The person Shabbos, a person that's nifter Shabbos, half of the Kizach Sama Yediyah Niflo. But our koponim, the guf of the Yid Shabbos, goes out of that mapecha that sometimes the toiv is shaylet, sometimes the ra shaylet, nov and nov. He can't control himself, he goes up and down. Shabbos is no more ups and downs. Shabbos is whole teva changes the toiv. Shabbos, we're going to learn in Kigavna, Shabbos is raza the echad. We can learn hoichep shatim raza the echad. You know what raza the echad means? I heard from my father, Chayin Evracha. It says on Esav that the Pasuk calls him, he is only Sheish and he's Nefashis. What does that mean? So he said that when a person is pulled on every different direction, with every different taiva, this Eber wants this, and this Eber wants this, the person is pulled, he's Mefuzer and Mefeirot. When a person is Ba'achdos, then they all want one thing. Shabbos is Raza the Echot. You're not pulled in any directions. The whole guf and the whole neshama only want one thing. Everything is controlled under one thing. Dot the touch, Raza the Echot. That's the malchus that we get Shabbos. A melech is ma'achet da'om. We learned before, it's ir malucha, you become a melech over yourself. Thus is Raza the Echot. Thus is the side from Achdus that a person is Zaycha on Shabbos. Now that we learned that, we're going to go away to a different Nakuda, to a different Nakuda, a Meredik Nakuda, a new Nakuda, about the Nakuda, what it means, Mikdash Melech, Ir Malucha, Kumit, Imitaycha, Feicha. We're going to see a new Nakuda. In Parashas Nosei, only find the right one. Yeah. In Parashas Nosei, we know the Torah Akdosha teaches us that there are Sholosh Machnois, the Yishalchum and Amachna called Tzrua, V'chol Zov, V'chol Tomei L'Nefesh. The Machne Yisrael is Yishalayim. Machne Leviya is Harabayis. Machne Shechina, that is in the Beit HaMikdash, is Machne Shechina. And every Tumah has a different place, a different Machna. Very good. But we would never understand that we are talking about that when we say Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha Kumi Tzii Mitoich HaFeicha Rav Loch Sheves Beimik HaBocha. It's Kum Deheilige Shabbos. It says things that are makbel to the three Machnois. Mikdash Melech is the Machna Shechina. Ir Melucha is Machna Leviya. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtis Yuma, the Harabais, is called Bira. And Ir Melucha is one, because it says Shushana Bira. So you know Bira means the Ir Melucha. So Ibazai, if the Harabais is called Bira, and Bira is the Ir Melucha, so it goes together. So we're talking about the two Kedushas, Kedushas Mikdash Melech, and we're talking about Ir Melucha. What do we mean when we say these two Kedushas? There are people that have Tumais that were thrown out of Mikdash Melech and were thrown out of Ir Melucha. We tell them, Shabbos kumitzi mitoich hafeicha, come back into the machne. Shabbos, you can come back into the machne. No matter where you went in the middle of the week, no matter how much you were mekalkul in the middle of the week, no matter how much there was in the middle of the week, a mafeicha in you, and you were thrown out. You were thrown out of machne shchina, and you were thrown out of machne leviya, from Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, kumitzi mitoich hafeicha. Yeah, but what about those that were thrown out of machne Yisrael? Rav Loch Sheves Be'eme Kabocha. Those that are Be'eme Kabocha, because they were thrown out even of Machne Yisrael, they were thrown out even of Yishalayim, the Tzerua, they were even thrown out of Yishalayim. You should know that Shabbos is Yecholo Yishet Erachem. Hu Yachmai Lalaya Chemla. The Shabbos is Yecholo Yishet Erachem. The Shabbos could take you out from every Shiluach that you had, whether it's a Shiluach of Tomei Mes, with the Shluach of Tomei Ziva, with the Shluach of Tomei Teras, which we know are the three Tumas of Kina, Taiva, and Kovet. All the Svarim teach us that these three are the Kina, Taiva, and Kovet. Kina is Misa, Taiva is Ziva, and Teras is Kovet. Those are the three things that there are. Those are the Drei Zachen. And a person is Meshulach, Metzien, and Sa'adam, Mina Oilam. He gets thrown out of the world from these three tomates, come Shabbos is the Nakuda of Emes, then we come back into the Machne. But we have to realize that there is a Chana to Shabbos. If we want to go out from Emek HaBocha, from the bitterness, as we said before, the Emek HaBocha is bitter. We said now we have to go out of the Machne of Shabbos. That's why Yid Erev Shabbos has to do Tshuva. It says in Sfasemes, Kedai to know such a Sasemes. When we say Vayechulu, we say Eidus. When you called in for a Chas V'Shalom, when a Tzerech, for a Gimel test to be written, and you called in to be an Eidus, the Dayan tells you, Do Tshuva, by Mishad HaKedushin, and also could tell you to do Tshuva. So if the Heilige Sasemes, before you make Kiddush Friday night, before you say Vayechulu, you have to do Tshuva. Friday before Shabbos, a person does Tshuva. There's another reason they have to do Tshuva. Because all these things that we talked about, you have to do tshuva. We know that tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, is koil, tzayim, mamon. Three things that are 136, That's the Nekuda of Tshuva. If you add on to Mar 136, you get Shalom. Malach is Shalom Mar Yufkoin. Of it come Shabbos is Shalom Aleichem. How is Shalom Aleichem? If you do Tshuva. If you do Tshuva before Shabbos, and you use the Koyach of Erev Shabbos to do Tshuva, the Koyach that's given Erev Shabbos that a Yid could do Tshuva, that's how you prepare yourself for Shabbos. That's how you could go in back from the Machna, be thrown out of Machna Yisrael, from Machna Leviya, from Machna Shechina. Everybody could go back into all the Machnas on Shabbos, because that's the Rado, the Echad, the Achdus that comes on Shabbos, the Amoritz in a person gets thrown away on Shabbos, and is able to return into the Machna. Thus is the Koyach on Shabbos that we learn in this Pasuk, in this piece of Lachadoidi, Migdash Melech Ir Melucha, that Kumi Tzi'i Mitaicha Afeicha. But let us not forget, if we learned so much about the person himself, let us not forget that the Ikir Nekuda we have to remember is the Meskum Shabbos. It's the time that we have to remember that we have to do tshuva and we have to ask for the Geula again. The Shabbos reminds us, as we said before. I can't help but say over one more word, a piece of Tver Shloima in Parshas Dvarim, that talks about a piece of Tver Shloima in Parshas Dvarim that talks about the Inyan of Golos, and he says Anuyiru Dikizach, a pachat from a zach, that even though we're in Golos, we have to realize that Shabbos in Golos is greater than the Shabbos that there was when we were by the Beis HaMikdash. That the Shabbosos that we have now in Golos are a greater Bechina, says the Tver Shloim and Parshas Dvarim, than the Shabbosos that we had then. The Koyach of Kiddush Shabbos today is greater. I think that we can say a Pashat Pshat, that we should understand it, and it shouldn't look like something out of the ordinary. You know why it's greater? It's Pashat, why it's greater. It's greater because when you are in the dumps, and then you get an aliyah, that aliyah is greater than when you are in a higher matzah of a whole week. When a person is so low, and it comes to Shabbos, that Shabbos gives him Merdike Kedusha. Taich the Tver Shloima, Rav Loch Shabbos Be'emei Kabocha. Big are those Shabbosos that there are when you are in Golis. Rav Loch Shabbos, those Shabbosos that you have while you're in Golis, are Rav Loch. Those Shabbosos are big Shabbosos. Those Shabbosos are tired of Shabbosos, the Shabbosos that we have when we're Emek Habacha. If we understand that we can touch Rav Loch Sheves Emek Habacha, that means Rav Loch, that you can have a big Shabbosos Emek Habacha, you have to know that it means also a remes to a person that Rav Loch, it's waiting for you a very big Shabbos, but it's totally in how much tshuva you do before Shabbos, how much you're be'emek, how much is be'mamakim krasicha, and how much habacha, how much p'chia you have to be able to do tshuva, then you'll have a Rav Loch Shabbos, then you'll have a Shabbos that's a big Shabbos, a Shabbos that has a koyach to give you that nirdike greatness that Shabbos gives you. A koponem, we learned a little bit pshat in Mikdash Melech, things that will give us a little bit more zvaininus in the Kedushas HaShabbos, more zvaininus on how much a person has to be mitzapa for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on Shabbos, because if the Eibishter is mekarev us in b'chinas man, we have to have a seiros to be mekarev ourselves in b'chinas mokaim, and how much a person can elevate himself from how far down he is, from how much that mapecha in his life is. He has a koyach of uyachma lalaya chemla, a merdike chemla that David gives him on Shabbos to elevate him to the highest of madregas.